Yeah, I think it is. I think obviously our goal difference as well, we've increased that today. It was an important one, but I always said about staying top of the league that we were competing in, and that's, I don't know, at any stage we spoke about relegation or looking below us, a club has a chance, shouldn't be really. I thought we rolled our luck a little bit today. I thought it was a poor finish from them rather than sometimes great defending. But we took our chance when they come along. Pleased for Josh, thought he sweat really hard. Important goal, I think, to hopefully kickstart. I know it's the end of the season, but if we finish with some of the players in a better frame of mind, it'll serve us in good stead for the future.
If you look at the players who did score today, so Jason Pearce, first goal for the club, Josh McGuinness, first goal since January, and like I said, Ricky Holmes, top scorer. So it's good stories for all three players.
Yeah, it is, but we need to score more. We can't be just accepting the goal tally. It's nowhere near enough. There's not enough from open play either. There's certain frustrations that we still lie within us. But I think for the fans and for everybody, there's a little element of relief that we shouldn't be talking this. It's a bit embarrassing we are, really.
Yeah. You mentioned Gillingham's chances today. Cody McDonald was guilty of a few, so at times riding your luck?
Yeah, you can say that, but I thought that we've made the teams here, and we finally found it difficult to really get anywhere near us, and we've dated on the break and they score, and all of a sudden the negativity surrounding us and our performance drops. And we can think of a number of games we hit the bar once or twice and they've gone down the drain and scored with the first attack. That could have happened today, but thankfully for us it didn't. Some great defending, last day defending, and riding our luck at the same time. But listen, it was a good performance by everyone, 7 points from three games, and I can't ask any more from the players.
In terms of a performance, it was important to react to the way your team played on Friday at Coventry as well.
Yeah, but I said to you today that maybe that Steely mentality is back. Pearcey being back is a big plus for us. I think Jake Forster-Kaski is a really good player. You can see the quality he's got. Had to be without Souls today. We knew it was going to be difficult. But all the two full-backs, all the Jada Silver and Nathan Byrne were tremendous. And Crofty had a job to do against one of the most offensive number 10s in the league in Bradley Dack, and I thought he really stunted his game today. And that was a very key component to our game plan.
So the fans will probably be now completely relieved after after what it could have been. So I guess they can now join you in looking forward to what's going to happen next season.
For the last 3 weeks, I've been looking forward to, since I walked into the building and knew we were nowhere near good enough. Still fractions of our play that I don't think is fluent or enough fluidity. There's aspects of it today where we move the ball very quickly, but sometimes that when we get so comfortable, we slow the ball speed down. If you want to be a good team, you've got to keep that ball speed to a maximum and to move the opposition. We didn't rotate properly at times in the first half, and we got disjointed and we got picked off. And when we did when we stuck to our game plan today, we caused them big problems. Listen, it's a great win. It's an important one. I don't know what that puts it on, but it'd be nice to finish with two really good performances going into the last, so the end of the season.
You start to look at the summer now, so there's players that are going to come out of contract, players that are going to return to their loan clubs. Have you started speaking to the owners about exactly what targets you have?
They know what I want.
And are they going to deliver?
I think so, yeah. I've been told, go and do what you need to do. We've brought, obviously, recruitment has come in. Stephen Gallon's come in and joined us. Someone who's coached in the Championship at QPR and done a lot of work, and he knows what I expect. He's a pro licensed coach, which is important that he's a coach as well. I think when you have a coach in that position, they understand the rotations that you're looking for. We've still got more work to do on a recruitment analysis coming in. That's an important role as well, so I want to find that now. And really drive the recruitment aspect of the club forward. Listen, being a part of this country is a very special place to be involved in football. Chris O'Loughlin has been in here. I think he's been surprised by the intensity of League One. I think people are understanding now what it takes to be successful here. It's been hard, but to be fair, everybody above me, everything I've asked for, they've given me. As a manager, I can't ask any more. I understand there's frustrations. I understand there's different debates going on. But I can only be honest with the fans. And I think it's important that I've been told that I can go and do what I need to do. There's money there to spend if I have to spend it. There's freedom to play around with the budget. They know I want 6, 7, 8 players coming in. I want to keep the players who really want to be at this football club. And that's a really, really important aspect.
It'd be nice to keep this little unbeaten run going to the end of the season now for momentum for the next
campaign. Yeah, I think it's important. I think it's important that we keep doing that. But it's still about this club being, even though I'm a study, I'm looking at teams getting promoted today and winning leagues today. And yeah, I'm jealous. I'm jealous. And that's not being rude or disrespectful. I want the Valley to be rocking. I know fans to invade the pitch, to jump on our players' backs. And so I get jealous. and that's only got to be a burning desire in us to go and move this club forward, and that's got to be our main aim, and nothing less than that. If you can't cope with the demands, it's not the place for you anymore. And hopefully I can bring that stability and that continuity and that passion back to the team, and they're starting to show it, and I can't ask any more from the players today.